This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown! Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham. Go.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
We started out on a somber note. It was a third down play for the Cowboys in the first quarter.
Third and 7, four-man rush. He throws right, slant, caught Hearns. Across the 35, fights his way up to the 40. Big Hearns. Hearns is hurt. Hearns has done something to his leg, and he cannot even straighten it and get up.
I don't ever want to see that replay again. I'll never watch it again.
Yeah.
I sat there in my living room with my son, and we both screamed for like 3 straight minutes.
Ugh. So I've never seen the Paul George play. I've always been able to avoid that. And I saw the reaction on Twitter, and I was going to want to avoid it. And then I just kind of lost track or whatever. And then he made the catch. I was like, oh, wait, I'm about to see something horrible. And then I saw that foot pointing the direction of his point. I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. My son's like, Dad, look at the direction of his foot. I was like, what? And then they like, what's going on? That's not right. And then they show the replay in slow-mo of his bone breaking, his leg breaking, and the bone coming, you know, pushing the sock into the turf.
Okay. Yeah. I did not see that. I fast-forwarded through that.
Yeah, it went through. Yeah, so whoa. I weirdly enough, like I'm not bothered by that. I mean, it sucks, but I'm not bothered by it. Like, I immediately went straight to Twitter because I wanted to see it again. I'm not being a sicko or anything. I wanted to see the replay of it.
You're in sicko mode.
I've just never been like squirmish about the bone break stuff, but I can't imagine the pain and all that. Oh,
I get brutal, man. Whenever I see a knee injury, my stomach starts hurting. Like, I'm not good at seeing that sort of stuff.
KT's like, I gotta go watch that again.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Fox, why are we being prudes? Show that knee again. No. I went straight to Twitter to see it because I wanted to know. That's just my cousin's a physical therapist, and he was like, yeah, I like to look at these sports injuries and like diagnose them as
God,
a practice.
Let's get him on.
Is that what you're holding out on? I was like, you should be the new Dr. Chow.
Do you guys, I'm going to be haunted by that forever. To me, that's the most gruesome break I've ever seen. There's some that I have seen and some that I haven't seen, though, to your point, Skin.
Mm-hmm.
The worst. Who was the worst? What was the basketball one?
Kevin Gore was the worst.
Yeah.
The Louisville guy.
And also, do not, if you haven't seen it, don't go watch the Sean Livingston one.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Marshawn Lattimore, the running back, too. That was a bad one.
Oh, you're talking about Kevin Ware.
Yeah, Kevin Ware. Yeah. Kevin Ware, thank you.
Kevin Gore's the guy from Nacogdoches that we pranked. That one's
oh, let's get him on with you.
I believe shots were fired. Oh, That's Kevin Gore.
He had a terrible break?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Frank's cousin.
Let's get him on with your cousin that does rehab for people.
So Brad and Babe weren't the only ones. We weren't the only ones who were disagreeing over the Maher thing. Brad and Babe were disagreeing over the Maher field goal attempt as well.
Well, he got it to about the 39, so you've got looking at a 57, 58-yard field goal.
No,
well, yeah, Maher's trotting out
here. I'm sorry. Perhaps I did not make myself clear. No.
He's made it from 62. This is like a chip shot.
At the 48. This is 58 yards on the left hash. For Maher, 58. Plenty of length. No good to the right. It's a lot to ask, and you have just given up half a field.
I'm okay with it. Just want to go on record.
Okay. I'm not. Just want to go on record.
Oh, God.
That is a tough call, man. That is a tough call. I mean, I called for that at the end of last week. Oh, yeah, you got to do it. And then when it happens, it's like, I don't know about all that.
Each situation is different to me. Yeah. I don't think you have to reconcile what you called for last week. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You wanted to be aggressive, but the way that game's going, they can't do anything offensively unless they just have a freak big play.
And
so
Seattle's going to get the ball to start the second half. You got to think about these things.
It's like Garrett's like, hey, we're not going to score. unless we hit a 58-yard field goal. That's as good our chance. Come on. Right. Show some more confidence in your offense.
Right.
They're calling for it, thinking he's going to make it, though, I guess. At the time, Poulter at a premium.
Deep. I doubt they're calling for it, planning on the miss.
Hey, being a head coach would be tough. I wouldn't want a bunch of people talking about me all the time.
That's so right. You said they're calling him to make. They're planning on him making it. Now, listen, you're going to miss this. Now, when you miss it, here's what we're going to call him.
We're just doing this to see what Brad's going to say on the broadcast, okay?
Look, we want to get an idea what his next kickoff's going to be like. It's about the same distance.
Genius play, though, by Garrett to kind of trick the Seahawks into getting their kicker hurt later.
Well, Seattle goes up 6-3. Dallas gets the ball back, and immediately this happens.
At the Cowboy 34, they'll let Zeke do it. Bounces out right to the 40, to the 50, to the 30. Sideline 20 and out of bounds. There you go, Bouncy. Feed me. Zeke says, feed me. I'm ready.
No, he was breaking out. Yeah, double feed me. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
The double feed me, I think this is the first time we've ever gotten that.
Yeah, so I saw on, I think it was Zeke posted a picture of he and Dak on his Instagram, and Dak commented on saying that we're going to need two spoons. So I think that's what it's from.
Okay.
I get it.
Two spoons, one cup.
So that put
one
the Cowboys.
Guy, two spoons.
That put the Cowboys in position to do this.
Yep.
In the gun, Prescott, snap is back, trying it again, fade right side, ball's caught. Touchdown, Michael Gallup. Prescott says, I'm not waiting for March. I don't need a beach. Just give me that one again. It's the Academy Sports first touchdown of the game.
10-6. Cowboys.
Awesome. Awesome. What a great response.
Then Seattle got the ball back. Had a pretty good kick return. And now Janikowski to cut the lead to one.
57 for Janikowski. It's on its way. It is no good to the right.
Janikowski is hurt at the end of this, Brad. He's limping.
You ask a 64-year-old man to try to kick the ball that far, he's hurt his hamstring.
Wow.
They may have something between a problem and an issue.
Yeah.
At halftime, the Cowboys lead the Seahawks in this wild card game 10-6.
What a great phrase. They may have something between a problem and an issue.
Man,
I love
that.
Brad.
Changed the game.
Yeah,
it changed the entire game.
As a guy is on his knee, he's huge and he's old and he's screaming in the middle of the star up to the heavens.
And they're all looking at him like, get up, old man. Quit screaming. We play a real position.
It looks like you got hurt rolling around in the living room with his kid.
Oh, honey, my back. No, I'm good. No, pick that up. Oh, hold on. I'm going to drag myself to the couch. Honey, there's an ice pack. Oh,
second half.
Locked up.
Cowboys 10, Seahawks 6, second half. 4th and 6 for the Seahawks.
And it's a different game now. 4th and 6. Snap back to Wilson. Pressured late. Throws it deep down the left side. Caught. Looks like out of bounds. Oh, they said inbounds. Inbounds at the Dallas 16 by Doug Baldwin.
Perfect throw. Perfect catch. Again, Randy Gregory held on that play.
Yeah. And you know what, too, man? So that was one of the plays, guys, I was watching on a phone on the bus. I was actually sitting next to Falwell watching that play. And as soon as it happened, me and Falwell both said, out of bounds. And then they showed the replay like, oh, God, what a pass and what a catch.
Everyone at the house, we were saying it was out of bounds. And I go, and that was Doug Baldwin. No, it was Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin gets his feet in bounds like he always does.
Beast.
Hey, can I quickly hit some breaking sports news?
Uh-huh.
Adam Schefter is reporting that the Packers are zeroing in on Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur as their head coach.
Matt LaFleur. All right.
Sorry, I just wanted to throw it in the middle of your shenanigans.
Handpicked by Troy Aikman to coach that team.
Also, Bruce Arians.
Good joke. That's a good joke.
Second round tight end. Oh,
really good joke.
And the Bucs closing in on Bruce Arians, apparently, as well.
And that's the guy Rashard was interviewing with, right? The Bucs?
Well, the Jets and Dolphins.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
a
bunch of teams. So, yeah, Jets, watch those openings. There we go. Next, we go. So after the big Doug Baldwin play, Seattle is driving, and then this happened.
Wilson in the gun, keeps it around the right side and walks the dog. An easy touchdown. They failed to account for Russell Wilson, and he runs in his first touchdown of the year, and Seattle regains the lead with a minute 59 in quarter number three.
This is what was driving me crazy at this point in the game, because I'm begging the Cowboys to let Dak run.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the second run of that drive for Russell Wilson. The first one picked up a first down. That one was a touchdown, the read option with D-Law. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be such a fitting lesson for the Cowboys to learn. If somebody kind of running their similar scheme and style and game plan outdoes them at it, because they had the balls to run their quarterback a couple times.
Right.
But
it's coming. It's a little foreshadowing.
It's coming.
A little foreshadowing.
So that made it 14-10. Cowboys would go back and score again. Zeke would score, make it 17-14, okay?
In your face.
They get a stop, and then Seattle punts to Dallas.
Dixon with the snap, and will boot it high. Deep to his right, Austin on a fast back pedal at the 10. Trying to get wide up the field, 20. Austin to the 25, 30. Austin looking for the Jets. Austin to the 50. Sideline, 40. Forced out of bounds. Now there's the play I believe you were calling for all day long.
Wow.
What? How did he go down?
Dude, when he changed directions, avoiding the kicker, he stumbled.
He looked back and he saw Ed Dixon, and Ed Dixon is kind of a fat guy. And when he looked back and saw Ed Dixon, he went. He got a turf worm, and
yeah, it was almost like that one down. Where Zeke twisted his ankle. It was like a weird
something odd happened because when you watch the replay, it looks like even after he has that weird misstep, okay, take it down the sideline to the house.
He was I thought he got hurt for a minute because that didn't stay hurt. What's going to happen, by the way, possibly against the Rams, is they throw him back there, and we may see some bad directional punts from the Rams because of him just standing back there.
Last time we played the Rams, we lost the game because of a fumbled punt return.
That's right.
Was that Cole Beasley?
No,
it was Ryan Switzer.
I'm not telling you. I'm just saying Tavon Austin's fumble rate in this league is higher than maybe anyone else.
You're being a real jerk.
It's unreal.
Right, you're really not being a
really
good
pulling
guy.
For him, though. Cooper, over a big pass to Cooper over the middle. Remember they thought about reviewing it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They did review it. They did review it. Cost them a timeout.
You lost. Ha ha.
And then they had this play. Cowboys about to score and put the dagger in this game.
Prescott with a play action fake. Thrown to Noah Brown. And had it knocked away and intercepted on a deflection.
Oh.
It's a touchback.
Wow.
Intercepted on a deflection as he threw the ball to Noah Brown, who had it and juggled it into the end zone. And then it was picked off by K.J. Wright.
What a play by Wright. That's a ridiculous interception. That's like one of those Sean Lee kind of interceptions.
Yeah, I think he was beat, totally beat. Everybody bit on the play action. All that ball had to be done was thrown to the pylon, and it wasn't, and that allowed K.J. Wright to have a chance to make the play.
All right, they get another stop, though, leading 17-14.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys driving at his 3rd and 14 on the 16-yard line.
On 3rd and long, Prescott runs it up the middle. 15, 10, 5, diving to the run. Oh, they spotted him short. They spotted him at the 4. Oh, they've moved it to the 1. It is a 1st and goal.
That, my thought, too, at the time on all that was I kind of like that he didn't score because I wanted their defense that was beaten down to have to go back out there for another couple plays.
Well, they had to take the timeout, too.
Yep.
They took the timeout there with 2:07 left.
Yep.
And there was the 2-minute warning.
Man, Bassick made a great point about this. I never thought about it because I was just so caught up in the excitement of what a brilliant run it was. But that's the Cowboys coaches being conservative. They're just saying, hey, here's a quarterback draw. You don't expect that to be picked up on 3rd and 14. You expect to get maybe 5 yards. Okay, 5 yards. Let's go get the field goal and let's play defense. They didn't call that play to get a first down.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know
though.
What the intention was, but after the game, Dak said they were playing. Once he saw the gap to run, he was thinking, "Let's get close and we can go for it on 4th down."
I didn't get
like they were wanting to get it shorter for four down territory.
Sure, that makes sense to me. But the call in itself is incredibly conservative. It's 3rd and 14. You have a quarterback. You've got a true ace receiver. You don't have to just take a knee here. I mean, that call is incredibly conservative. I give Dak all the credit in the world for making something out of that. And, I mean, dude, he had to run through Bobby Wagner in the middle of that. He had to run through the best linebacker in the NFL to make that happen. That was incredible.
It flipped and landed right on his elbow. Like, you see when he hits the ground on this slow-mo, he goes, and then it's, the adrenaline takes over. And it's like, whatever. So that happens. Cowboys end up pushing it in. Here's the touchdown from Dak. Yeah.
1st and goal at the 1. Prescott keeps it. Burrows at right guard.
Boy, they have not signaled touchdowns. Oh, there we go.
Touchdown, Prescott!
Finally, we call the quarterback sneak. We've never called that. Finally, call that play. No one can stop it. Always call the quarterback sneak.
Did you guys have any thought in your mind, hey, take a knee and run more clock?
No, I was not thinking that way at all. Were you?
Well,
I'm not saying maybe I should have been. I just wasn't.
I saw that those plays after the fact. So I had known the Cowboys won at the point that I'm watching that.
Right.
But as it was happening, I was sort of thinking, man, would I have wanted to down it here to try to, because you're right there. Aren't you on the half yard line?
You could have taken the clock down to 40 seconds by playing that way.
Right. But, you know, it's.
Because we talked about it.
Yes.
I did not fear their offense. And then I didn't expect what happened to happen. I didn't expect them to get like a 50-yard play all of a sudden.
Man, a Russ Wilson 60-yard Hail Mary, though. That's the most Russ thing ever.
And, dude, every one of those long passes he threw, right on the money.
Oh, yeah.
He's good. If you're in charge of that team, wouldn't you say, hey, listen, the thing we do best, I know we led the league in rushing, but the thing we really do best, the thing we have that's most dangerous is that quarterback when he throws it deep. Maybe you should do that every once in a while.
Crazy.
They continue to run the ball into the Cowboys' defense, get no gain, 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard. It was incredible.
I was amazed that they continued that. I mean, they were just running clock, too, without a kicker. It's just so weird.
That is a team that might want to step up and get a more aggressive coach, a more aggressive coordinator like Linehan.
Oh,
yeah, get him in there.
Go get the more aggressive guy.
He'll be in there.
Real quick, here's the onside kick, just for fun.
And here comes everything. A drop kick, onside kick with a minute 18. There's the pooch up in the air and caught by the Cowboys at the 31-yard line. Cole Beasley wrapped it up.
That's your ball game.
The dumbest thing about that entire game, besides the Janikowski injury, is when it would cut over to Michael Dixon on the sideline practicing
There's
drop
the pooch.
Kick. It looked like that day RG3 was on the practice field kicking the ball around.
I mean, dude, it was brilliantly executed. To get that 30 yards downfield to Cole, that was...
What was that? Did they comment on that?
I think they're just doing... No, the comment was them flashing over to Pete Carroll, who just went,
listen,
oh, cry.
I don't practice onside kicks, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
If you go put the ball out there on the tee or whatever, I know how to try to execute it. You don't have to pooch kick it 40 yards down the field and concede the game.
He can do it. There was a clip. They failed at it, but it was perfect. He did a drop kick onside kick this year, and it was perfect. It looked like it worked better than a normal onside kick.
That's what happened.
They just decided not to use it.
They put things in the hands of an Australian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.